W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief. Despite major flight delays and cancellations because Heathrow Airport in London is shut down, travelers are remaining positive.
I'll still get home tomorrow, hopefully. It'll just take me an extra day to get back to my wife and my daughter, and they're probably, wishing I would get home already.
A fire at a nearby substation caused a power outage and the closure. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth signed a memo to cancel over $580 million in DOD contracts.
They are not a good use of taxpayer dollars.
A judge is losing patience, waiting for the DOJ to supply more info about the Venezuelan migrant flights last weekend.
He was frustrated because the person who attested to these cabinet-level decisions about whether or not they're going to try to invoke the state secret privilege was someone from ICE, which he said was just not appropriate.
CBS's Katrina Kaufman says the deadline is in less than a half hour. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
We wrap up the week of Midday Magazine in part one with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston, and in part two, Wisconsin Rapid Schools Superintendent Ron Rasmussen. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Boys hockey coach Pat McDonald is retiring after 28 years as head coach of the Lincoln Red Raiders. During his time as coach, McDonald won 6 conference championships and appeared at state 8 times. Throughout his career, he's secured 458 wins. WRPS Superintendent Ron Rasmussen stated, quote, "Pat McDonald is a true legend in Wisconsin high school hockey and has made a lasting impact on Red Raider athletics as a baseball and golf coach as well," end quote. The Lincoln High School Athletic Department is grateful for Coach McDonald's dedication and countless hours helping student athletes flourish on and off the ice or field or court. Workers are striking in Oshkosh. Here's Lisa Hale.
Braving the cold and imminent rain, about 90 United Auto Workers Local 291 members in Oshkosh are on strike over an expired contract with Cummins, a global company specializing in designing and producing diesel fuel engines and generators. Ryan Compton, the UAW Local 291 president, said the workers' contract with the company expired on January 29th. And attempts to schedule negotiations have been less than fruitful.
We have filed an unfair labor practice against the company. Our agreement was up the 29th of January. We're at a disagreement about a couple proposals. We're just, man, we want to get them to the table and take this seriously.
The company has offered April 22nd as its next date for contract negotiations or a virtual meeting on April 1st.
An open house is planned for residents in the town of Rome. It will be at Up North Brewing Company on Thursday, April 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. You can attend to give your feedback on the creation of a vibrant town center. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, clear, low in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, mid to upper 30s for a high with some rain and eventually a little snow possible late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties, Terry Johns.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Got the band together.
You know, someone's shared something with me about Mr. Rogers that I think is really important, so I'm just going to derail you for a second here.
Sure.
Because I brought up the sweater. Like, how many dang red sweaters, right? Mm-hmm. So, they weren't all red. I only remember red, but
yeah.
There's a neighborhood archive blog, and the founder of it documented every sweater worn by Mr. Rogers from 1971 until the final episode.
Oh, wow.
He wore greens, blues, and even golds in the early years before transitioning, you know, before his official brand place of the red sweater.
Wow.
So he did, I don't know.
Very cool.
He had a wife picking out his sweater until he didn't.
I
don't know.
Yeah. I had no idea. I don't remember.
Till he branded himself with the red, but he did wear. But I think it's also cool that somebody took the time to, like, tally.
That's right. That is amazing.
Yeah, super cool. Thanks for sharing.
Shout out to the best listeners in radio. That is awesome. And that does fit because we're diving into entertainment news right now. And one of the more popular shows over the last handful of years, 5 years or so, Only Murders in the Building, a Hulu show. One of the few shows I will recommend. Certain people I meet, I'm like, you will love this show. It's amazing.
Okay, I asked you this already, but I can't remember your answer. Is it scary or funny?
It's funny. It's
So like,
I would say there's a little bit of suspense, but it's more so a mystery than a murder mystery.
But so not like a murder movie.
No.
Okay.
I would say on the level of Angela Lansbury, what was it?
Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Okay. TV drama stuff. Yeah. Not like.
I wouldn't say anything too extreme.
Okay.
And especially when it comes to the performances. Steve Martin, Martin Short. Oh, I think so. Yeah. Martin Short and Steve Martin are two of my bigger influences. I've watched them my whole life, and I love the work that they do. And I'm so happy to be seeing this project that Steve Martin and a friend of his created in major way for Martin Short to really show, hey, Martin Short, one of the better, more well-rounded performers you'll ever see. The man can do it all. Guest stars that they've had on the show really speak to how great the show is because everybody's just wanted to be a part of this. Paul Rudd, Tina Fey, so many people. Meryl Streep. I would make the argument the greatest actor in the world just wanted to be on this show and found a way, got on the show.
Made a way in.
And a recurring character on there where her and Martin Short have had a love story that has just been beautiful and awesome to watch.
And do you have to have Martin in your name somewhere to get in?
You would think. Selena Gomez doesn't, or maybe that's her middle name. Yeah. Selena Gomez, though, fits into this, and she has just, to me, blown everything away. There are scenes where she outacts everybody, and I did not know about her going into it, and I've been blown away by her as an actor. She's very good and also seems very down to earth.
I really like her a lot, but my kids are of the age where when she was a teen star on TV, that was their kind of time of Disney TV and that kind of thing. And I've always liked her.
So for four seasons, the three of them have been inseparable, even when they're not filming and everything, they've been just become really good friends. Even when the show's not in, production, they're hanging out doing things. Selena and her friend Benny Blanco are on the new episode of Hot Ones, and host Sean Evans asked if she's picked up any old man tendencies from them. And she said, quote, right away, I sit there and read the news with them every day. She had a quote, they eat the same thing every day, and now I eat the same thing every day. So it's either a tuna sandwich or Dijon mustard and sushi. And now all I eat is a chicken salad sandwich. For some reason, I'm excited to get any meal next to theirs.
Isn't that cute?
She also said her lingo is getting oldish. Quote, that's just Steve and Marty. They're the best. But now she's picked up like a lot of like old terms of calling things cool or whatever that they use. It's pretty funny. It's a really good interview.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious. It also speaks to, it makes sense, even if you didn't know any of that, if you watch an episode, I think you get that. Like, okay, these three really do enjoy being around each other. There's certain things that, they're all incredibly good actors, but even you can tell. Like, the best of actors, you can tell when there is no chemistry or there isn't something really good going there.
Okay, where do I find it? Just in case spring cleaning doesn't trump a binge.
Hulu.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Great show. Another very good show that I need to watch, but I believe you have, so kind of reverse here, is 1923.
Yeah.
The TV show Harrison
Season
Ford,
two is
Helen Mirren.
Rolling right now.
It is the prequel to Yellowstone and has gotten great reviews. I've heard it is actually the most well-reviewed and well-recommended show out of the Yellowstone universe, even more than Yellowstone, even the more original Yellowstone.
See, and I actually like the 1887, earliest one better than 1923. There's just some things in this one that to me are just really like, I guess I'm waiting. I'm reserving, and I'm not reserving judgment because I'm like, eh. But there's a few things that I'm just kind of like waiting to see how it might come around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or I think, why would they layer this in? Because I don't know that it benefits the show.
Sure. Yeah.
And maybe it's just goes against my values like that significantly, but it's good. I watched the first season. I've only watched the first episode of season 2, and I think there's maybe only like 3 or 4 out at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe you can get them all, but it is it, it's good, and it's nice to be able to connect the dots.
One of the things that I have not gotten to see any of the shows, but I definitely will, especially this one. I love Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren.
Yeah, me too.
But with one of the things that Taylor does with his productions, his shows, he's very adamant about filming on real locations and having real backdrops and everything. It helps that he does mostly Westerns and that, and those locations aren't that hard to find here in the U.S. and everything. But I admire that. Nowadays, when everybody wants to use a green screen or a Hollywood studio or something like that, I love that he's filming out in the wild. And to that point, how cold does it get in Montana? Well, Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren filmed the last season of 1923 wearing electric underwear.
So we were just talking about this at home. Randy and I were how because they were in the first episode, it was cold, right? Yeah. I mean, like, fair. But we were talking about how, like, they never had any of the warm, take out even the heated jackets, but like they didn't have any of the warm gear that we have now that actually keeps you warm. You know, they were in wool, but dang, the wind, that's funny. We just had that conversation.
That's awesome. During a joint interview, Harrison said they, quote, plug in underwear with the longest extension cords he's ever seen. This is a carpenter and everything.
Did they ever hear of like the battery operated ones? Yeah.
He added that it was 21 degrees below zero with the wind chill, and quote, you just got to grin and bear it. And Helen said, quote, it was really, really, really cold, but beautiful. Now, for Harrison, this is kind of what he does. He's worked on a lot of sci-fi projects and different things where you've got all kinds of stuff going on like this behind the scenes that you can't see. Helen Mirren is a classically trained theatrical actor, one of the greatest in the world, one of the greatest of all time, and a method actor. So for her, it took her a little bit, like, my character wouldn't be wearing electric underwear. They didn't even have it back in 23. So for her, it took a little bit of getting through that and everything. And obviously, she got through it pretty good because, you know, the show must go on. But I did find it kind of interesting.
Couple things. One, their chemistry, I really like.
Yeah.
Those two act really well together. And it's true. Like, she has on, you know, just like little lace-up boots. Yeah. You know, like nothing warm, of course. But also, Milwaukee Tool Company. I'm just letting Taylor Sheridan know in case he wants to like put them in battery operated stuff instead of having to run an extension cord.
There you go. Nice shout out for them too.
I mean,
I wanted to note this too when it comes to these two, and I'm glad you brought up the 1886 or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, that one's the one with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Mm-hmm. So those two are considered, and those two are in this as well in this conversation. When we're talking about those two are Harrison Ford or Helen Mirren, none of these actors, none of these performers have to do this stuff. Like a lot of actors you'll see, because there is no 401k for actors, there's no retirement plan, you got to work as much as you can. At this level that these four actors that I'm talking about are at, they're doing projects because they believe in the projects, they really like them. And that's really noteworthy to me when it comes to TV. Movies, that's almost a side subject, because movies, you're always going to do movie projects. If you get an opportunity to be in a movie, you're going to take it. TV is such a more grind. And granted, I'll admit, I've done more TV work than movie work, film work, but it's such a different animal. And to do that, you've really got to be patient. You've got to be a patient performer. You're sitting there for hours waiting to go on. Your schedule is booked like no other, where if you say Harrison Ford read the opening script for 1923, loved it, signed up for it, then 2 days later gets another script that he loves even more. Well, he's already signed up for this project. He can't do that one. There's certain things that I'm not saying anybody should, like, you know, start a GoFundMe for actors or anything like that. I'm just saying that this is part of what the job entails. And for them to commit to do this project for multiple years where they're not going to be able to do other things, it means they really love these projects. And I think that speaks to them as actors as well as people.
So when 1883, shortly after it came out, I saw a cool interview with Tim McGraw, and it was, you know, the question was, is there going to be a season two? Because people loved it, of course. And he said, and I loved this because he just stayed true to his intention, right? Like, mm-hmm. he said, you know, when we signed on, it was for one season. We loved the work. We loved the work we did. You know, we love the finished product, but that's all that we ever wanted to do, right? Like, there's no reason from his perspective. Yeah. Like, there's no reason to, other than the fans loved it, of course. But you know what I mean? Like, there doesn't need to be a season two.
Well,
we said what we wanted to say in that season.
With a prequel. I could see that with a prequel very much. And I respect that, because it's so much easier to go for the low-hanging fruit of season two and some of that stuff.
But 1923 does a great job of picking up were 1883. Mm. You know, like it all aligns. I mean,
cool.
Taylor Sheridan's pretty brilliant in that regard.
He's one of the better TV makers in the game today. Like, he's top three, top four. He's definitely good, and his body of work speaks to it. He's especially once you have, if you have one hit show, look at Norman Lear's career. You have one hit show, or the lady who created Grey's Anatomy,
Shonda Rhimes.
People like that, they just keep working. Mm-hmm. They just find work and they keep going. You're going to be hearing from him for the next 20, 30 years, possibly. Well, speaking of small screens, what's new on your small screen? Real Time with Bill Maher's new tonight. Dana Carvey's on there. That's kind of cool. On Apple TV Plus, Bear Brick. It's an animated kids series that a lot of people are excited about, but everybody seems to be excited about. Today on Peacock, Wicked makes its streaming premiere, so Wicked is out there for everybody. I know a lot of people are going to see that. If you're looking for a thinking movie, a movie that's going to pull at your heart, but I think is incredibly important, as much hype as all these movies got this year, another movie that was nominated for Best Picture and Best Actor in Colleen Domingo, Sing Sing. It's about a man going to prison and them creating a theater program in the prison and giving people an opportunity to want to wake up the next day. Cool. Like, to be blunt about it, it's an incredible movie with incredible performances. I think it was one of the most important movies I've ever seen. And Hearts Around the Table, Jenna's First Love, is on the Hallmark Channel. I don't know what I just said. It's a Hallmark movie. I don't know.
Hey!
Saturday Night Live got Martin Short and Hosier. That's a repeat, but it was like one of their better ones they have had in a long time. So if you're looking forward, look to that. Sunday, American Idol is going to be on. Yellow Jackets, The White Lotus. And Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, all new on your small screen this weekend. That White Lotus, man, that ain't my, I don't know. I don't know about that show. It just seems like everybody that watches it, that's all they want to talk about. Like, I don't got nothing.
I don't even know if I've ever even heard of it.
Yeah, it's a big, it got a big following right now. Not too much being in wide release, not too many big movies being in wide release. There is one called The Alto Knights, rated R, that stars Robert De Niro playing two characters. You get two De Niros in this one.
Interesting. Playing himself at two different
he's playing brothers or cousins in the two different characters, but it's another one of those scenarios where Robert De Niro at his age, he hasn't had to work for the last 10 projects you've seen. He hasn't had to do, just sees projects he really likes and wants to keep working because he loves to do this and push himself. Like, it'd be one thing if he's doing Rocky and Bullwinkle, you know? I mean, but he's taking roles and characters that are very difficult and take a lot out of him. And
yeah, good for him.
I love Robert De
Niro. Probably keeps him young, huh?
I love De Niro. Pacino a little more than De Niro, but which is going to insult my dad is the opposite. My dad loves De Niro more than Pacino.
You probably shouldn't love the same one.
Probably better.
You got to have a little sparring.
It's healthy for us. It's really, yeah. And the big release this weekend, Snow White, rated PG. It is the live animation, version of it. I forget how they word it exactly.
Live action,
but
right?
Live action. Thank you. Yeah, that's it. Rachel Zegler is Snow White in the live action adaptation. Thank you, Terry. Gal Gadot is the Evil Queen. That's a nice casting.
Yeah.
Got Wonder Woman as the Evil Queen.
I didn't know she was in it.
I didn't either. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I saw one trailer and I didn't feel like I understood anything about what it's about, though. I don't know.
We must have had a lot of TV this week at home, because one of my daughters and I were also talking about this, whether we like the animated or the live action versions better. So we were talking specifically about Beauty and the Beast, and we both like the animated one better.
Yeah.
Cinderella, I like them both. I like how they did that live action, so I'll be curious about this. I'll watch it once. Maybe I won't go back to it, but I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm. And one more time, I want to remind everybody about the WFHR newsletter. We've got our whole team working so hard on that newsletter to get out there to you all the Central Wisconsin information, sports, and weather we can find. We appreciate all the reporting being done by all of our, not only team here at WFHR and WIRI, but of course around the Civic Media app. We've got people joining us on that newsletter and putting in some great content. Appreciate everybody's work on that one. Encourage you to sign up. If you care about Central Wisconsin, you care about the news in this area, There is one place to go. It's at WFHR newsletter and right here at WFHR. I will put my name on this. Nobody's covering this area like we are.
Your name is on it.
It kind of is.
Get to the bottom and you're right there. Really, there you are. Your mug's on there even.
Right there for you. Appreciate everybody who has already signed up for that newsletter. Thank you so much, everybody. Terry and I will be back with more. We got some fun stuff coming up for you I want to get into. And a little bit later, we've got 8 life hacks people swear by. That is coming up right here on The Morning Show.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
"The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?"
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Quality Plus Printing takes pride in being able to be your full-service printer, offering amazing graphic design with exemplary customer service. No job too big or too small. They even specialize in quick turns. Proud to be family owned and operated. We get your words out.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, clear, low in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, mid to upper 30s for a high with some rain and eventually a little snow possible late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday out there. Good things coming up for you. We're going to have news, sports, and partner break coming up. And after that, we're going to get into 8 life hacks people swear by. We'll see if we do.
Yeah.
Right now, let's talk laundry. And we're talking hacks this morning.
You are killing me.
But I got a laundry hack for you. I got a way to help out. There are a lot of frustrating things involved doing the laundry. And one is fighting with detergent. It's always a mess unless you have one of those drains itself that backs back into the bottle or something. I don't really deal with a lot of.
Liquid, at least the brand I use, but almost all of them are like that now. Like, you know, if there's a little bit left in the cover, there's a like a little hole hole that it'll, you know, as it sits there throughout the day, it'll drain back down. So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe some don't have that.
So some people are saying this is quite ingenious right here, or very ridiculous. A woman on TikTok asked her boyfriend where the cap to the liquid detergent was, and he said, "Oh, I just fill it up and throw it in." And yes, with all the clothes. So he throws the cap in with the clothes. He wasn't goofing around. He was so convinced that he was reading the back label to find where it says so on the container, and he was right. Some brands of liquid detergent have a small message on the cap that says rinse after use or toss and wash.
It does make sense, actually.
So
it kind of makes me mad that it makes sense.
Yeah, me too. I'm a little frustrated over here, I'll admit. Yeah.
I mean,
because I did not know this. Yeah. In the comments, a lot of people seemed surprised that this was an actual thing. Some were worried that the cap could damage delicate clothes or that the cap itself could get messed up in the spin cycle.
Of course it could damage delicate. I mean, let's be reasonable. Yeah. But like if you're washing a load of towels and you just like chucked it in with it. It would keep it clean because sometimes it gets a little gummy. Hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This kind of makes me mad.
Others claim they already do this. And a few said that they've already they've heard about people tossing the cap in, but don't think it's necessary. Either way, be more careful to remove the cap before tossing the clothes into the dryer. That could be a problem. Now, that could be a mess up.
Yeah.
I've never thought about doing this, and I have no interest in really doing
never,
that.
No, but it has never crossed my mind.
It is kind of interesting. I personally just kind of smile at these things. I'll admit, I was in my 20s probably when I found out about on our gas gauges that they have the little arrow that tells you which direction. I was probably there. I was probably in my early 20s. I didn't know.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at that. That's what you really correlate this with.
I'm trying to think of things that you just kind of smack your head with, like, oh,
like, how did I not know? Or it's one of those things that you never admit, right? Like, you're just like, yeah, well, yeah, I knew that. Yeah, I always throw my laundry detergent cap in with the wash.
I cannot stress enough how much I think we need to embrace this, young, old, everybody more nowadays. Guess what, everybody? We're wrong sometimes. We don't know everything. That's every single human being you know, single person that has ever existed. It just brings us more in common. It just has more connection and more things that we're alike on. I think that's fun. I think there's it's fun in life. I'm more curious about how many people actually do already do this, though, because I don't think I've ever run into somebody
who does.
But how many
are telling the truth? The other thing is, I mean, if you use powder detergent, you don't need to throw the scoop in.
yeah, that's probably a little overboard. I did like what you said about towels, though, because towels is the first thing I would think of was something like, if I was going to throw it in there.
If you're worried about.
Yeah, it's not good. What is it going to
do? But also, if you do have the little drain hole in your bottle, then it really probably doesn't matter. But it is an interesting thought that never crossed my mind.
Do you try to time out the dry, like, how long the washer and dryer go, and trying to time sync them? Like, I try to do that every once in a while with my second load.
Here's what I'll tell you. It makes me insane when people that I live with leave their laundry sitting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you don't have enough time to see it through washing and drying, then don't wash it.
Yeah. Yeah, keep it where it was.
No, if you start the dryer like at night and it's tossing, you know, when everybody goes to bed, fine. I don't care about that. But then in the morning, fluff it up and get it out of my dryer. Because if I come home from work and there's still crap in there, I hate that.
So I thought at first you were talking about like dirty laundry sitting down there and waiting to be used.
That's an issue
right there. But clean laundry left in the dryer, you're losing points.
Well, I didn't have time, so I left. I had to go to wherever. So I'm like,
I'm with you. 100% with you on this. Yes.
It's
got to get out of there. Got to get it out of there. Like this horse needed to get out of there. Police in Michigan are part of our That Ain't Right story, but on the good side of it, of course. These police in Michigan put their cowboy skills to the test when they were called to round up a loose miniature horse that, quote, had a little too much fun on St. Patrick's Day. The Brownstone Township Police Department said that the small equine was found wandering around a residential neighborhood Monday evening. Quote, St. Patrick's Day brings out some weird behavior, so our night shift was on high alert for suspicious activity, the department wrote on their social media.
From horses?
Look who they caught creeping around one of our suburbs. Police shared photos of the mini horse on social media, writing, "This guy had a little too much fun on St. Patrick's Day." And the video is just as great as you would imagine it is, everybody. It is fantastic. I'm trying to,
super cute.
Just some great pictures of this little horse. The horse is okay. It's back with its owner,
like,
and everything.
Right? Like, you catch a glimpse of something out your window. Whoa! It's a horse.
Let's be honest. They're out looking around for people that probably had a little too much to drink or something like that. And the shenanigans that go with that. They didn't expect to see a mini horse bopping around.
I mean, maybe
little Sebastian.
Some humans who were maybe had overindulged freed the horse to distract.
Oh, that is something that me and my friends would have done, yes. No. It is a cool looking horse, too, though, by the way.
So
it's
a very cute
little horse. We will take our time out, get to our news, partner, and sports break. When we come back, we got 8 life hacks people swear by coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The town of Saratoga posted that they are aware of people knocking on doors in the area encouraging voting. These people are not associated with the town of Saratoga.
They're encouraging absentee voting for particular candidates and giving incorrect dates and hours of absentee voting. You can find out correct hours for absentee voting and correct dates at myvote.wy.gov. The spring election for in-person voting is Tuesday, April 1st. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you're in line by 8 p.m., you will be able to vote. After nicotine and alcohol, cannabis is the third most common substance used in the U.S., and it affects safety on the roads. Joanne Krulatz has more.
With the rise in cannabis use, this form of impaired driving has become more common, leading to a heightened risk of crashes, injuries, and fatalities. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety conducted two separate but complementary studies to analyze cannabis consumers' thoughts, perceptions, and reasons for driving under the influence. One study used surveys to gain a deeper understanding of cannabis consumers' behavior and perceptions of themselves. 44.1% said they consume cannabis multiple times per day. 57.8% indicated that they drive daily. 84.8% revealed that they drive the same day that they consume cannabis, with 53% saying they consumed an hour or less before driving. They also believe consumption has little effect on driving, with 46.9% believing they either drive the same or a little better. 38.6% also said they would trust messaging about cannabis use and safe driving from cannabis industry groups and cannabis brands and companies.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. In Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to LA resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A Washington state audit of rejected 2020 mail-in ballots offers insight on whose ballots are more likely to be rejected and recommends actions to reduce that number, over 37,000 in 2024. Primary reasons for rejection include ballots received or postmarked after Election Day, a missing signature on a ballot envelope, or the voter's signature couldn't be confirmed. Auditors found 2020 rates varied from a high of 1.5% in Franklin County to 0.02% in Columbia County, but they also found higher rejections of younger voters, 18 to 21, where 2.6% of ballots were rejected, and black voters at 2.5%. They also found that non-native English speakers were 47% more likely to have ballots rejected. Signature issues can often be cured, but many voters don't or can't correct it. The auditors recommended outreach programs on college campuses, sending letters and calling voters with curable signature issues, more training on signature verification, opening early voting centers 18 days before the election, an advisory committee for disabled voters, and ballot drop boxes for every 15,000 voters. In the 2024 general election, Washington's statewide rejection rate had dropped to 0.94%, but of those, over 24,000 were rejected for a mismatched signature. Find a link to the audit at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue on location from Richland Center, Wisconsin. We'll have the general manager of WRCO, WRCE, Phil Nee, and host of Those Were the Days, and look at our brackets. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchens Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
Mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, clear, low in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, mid to upper 30s for a high with some rain and eventually a little snow possible late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great Friday out there, everybody. I know mine gets better every time I hear this. Gotta love this song. We hope you can have some fun with this next topic, too, and maybe even, incorporate some new hacks into your life, some life hacks, if you will. Life can be difficult, so it's nice when you can find a way to make it a little easier. Someone on Reddit asked, what's a random life hack you swear by, even if no one says it works? Kind of an interesting
concept. I'm searching my thoughts of what I might have. Okay.
I think that there are certainly things that in your day-to-day life that just happen to work for you better. I would say little things like how I empty my coffee in the morning, but I also clean it at the same time. You know, just things that you find routine-wise work for you. So there's those personal life hacks, if you will, and then there's ones that may work for other people. Like number one on the list, and these aren't in any particular order, just the first one on here, put a pinch of salt in your coffee. Apparently, it makes it taste way better.
What?
I don't know about that.
Okay. I guess if my coffee tasted like crap, I probably wouldn't keep drinking it. Mm-hmm. But now curiosity kills the cat.
Exactly.
I'll try it
when I I'm at home and I got a coffee pot going, not the coffee that I take with me, because I'm not ruining
Just make a cup, just a single cup,
And while this is selfish a little bit, it's for me. Trust me, listeners, it's for you. We don't want me to not have coffee in the morning. That just doesn't end well. I'm kidding. I don't know about that one. I will say, I don't know if I didn't know this was a hack, but a lot of people don't do this, apparently. Maybe more people do now that it's become more common knowledge, but anytime you're making noodles, put a little bit of salt in that bottom, and it'll help the noodles stick.
And when you boil potatoes, too.
Oh, potatoes, too.
I put salt in my potato water, too.
Oh, okay.
But going back to this coffee thing, I mean, okay, I get it maybe back in the day when... if your coffee doesn't taste good, why are you drinking it? Like, are you drinking it for the caffeine? You can get caffeine in, you can buy caffeinated water now.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's just weird. But it's not odd enough that I won't try it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, if they said, squirt a packet of ketchup in your coffee, I'd be like, I don't think so.
No.
But I might just give it a try.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's weird, but I'll try it.
Like, it's peculiar, but it's not like where I'm like, no way.
Well, and if you don't like it, you can just pour it into
just
the coffee.
Just dump it.
It's not
that
bad. Want a shorter wait at the DMV? Show up just before it closes for the day. Everything moves faster because workers are trying to get things moving and get out of there.
Is that really a life hack? How often do you go there?
Well, and I can't, I would bear to say that that is every kinda DMV
rude.
Is different. And Now, I will also admit I'm a little biased about this. When I worked at a gas station for a couple of years in Nakusa, and a shout out to our friends over there. Every night that I closed, I had everything ready. The floors were mopped. 5 minutes before closing, somebody comes in for change for the laundromat. It was every single time I closed, and that drove me crazy. So I was open another 15, 20 minutes usually because they're just bopping around and everything. I don't know if I'd take that chance either, because if you're going to the DMV, it's because you have to go to the DMV.
Yeah. And I do validate, though, I have not ever, one time. Mostly, I've not had a fast experience there. You do need to expect that it's going to take some time.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I just don't know how. Our driver's licenses are good for quite a while. I mean, I guess if you move or whatever, but you can do your vehicle registration online.
Yeah,
it's not like, I guess I just feel like it's not like you're going there more than once every couple of years.
Yeah. I will take the moment to shout out our DMV, though. All of
you
our
have
DMV
to, because they're right across
there,
the road.
And they are right across the street. They can hear us. No, I don't know.
No, I agree. I just think that these processes take, because honestly, if whatever it is you need to do has gotten to the point where you have to go in person, it probably is something that's going to take a little bit of time.
Nobody seems to appreciate our DMVs, but we need them. And I appreciate the government workers over there.
Well, and yeah, driver's tests, you know, mm-hmm. all of those things. The rest of us on the road appreciate that.
This one, I think, I've done this one since I was a kid, but I think it varies per different brands, different things. But opening a bag of chips from the bottom, it's where all the seasoning rests. Flipping the bag makes it sprinkled down so you have better tasting chips the whole way through.
Oh, my OCD does not allow that.
I can't
you
do
can
it.
Sit there with an upside down bag?
Mm.
No.
Oh, I can.
No, I mean, once it's open, I'd be like, this is wrong.
I remember doing this as a kid, though, especially with Doritos. I used to do that. Oh, but then as I got older, I could not. I'm with you. I can't. I don't know what it is, but I'll pour it in a bowl before I'll do that. Slow down to speed up. You're more likely to make mistakes if you rush. Then you have to go back and do it again. So it takes longer in the end.
Agree.
Yeah. Take your time. I don't know if there's much in life that that couldn't fit towards. And it's one of those things. It's harder to remind ourselves when our adrenaline is going. But controlling your adrenaline is one of the better gifts you can give yourself. Learning how to do that.
You know, although sometimes when it cranks up, it just is a good. It's a good shot. Like, oh, okay. But
there's,
you know,
sometimes you got to take your hands off the wheel and just let it go. Yeah.
But like forever. Well, I shouldn't say forever, but for a long, long time, multitasking was promoted as, you know, like, oh, yes. You know, if you're a good multitasker, that was viewed as a good thing. But actually, you know, now the thought is you're better off to start and finish something and start and finish something and start and finish than to be doing three things at once, because you're not doing any of those. I'm generalizing.
Yeah.
Some people maybe, but you're not really doing any of those at 110%. Whereas if you focused on one. Now, of course, you can't be with blinders. You got to still keep your, you know, tunnel or your peripheral vision on, mm-hmm. because there's going to be things that creep up. But I just think it's funny that, you know, it was always, are you a good multitasker? Blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, you maybe do better if you focus.
I don't think there's that's one of those things we've learned more with time. You know, it took us a long time to realize that. We focus so much on work, and so much of our lives are about work. It was understandable, but it's also, we've got a lot more things that have convenienced a lot more stuff. And so it's a little bit easier where you don't have to maybe, you know, every second counts. Maybe it's a little better to focus. And it is a true point. All of us have had a situation in life where we rushed through something and just had to go back and do it over again anyway. So
for sure.
This next one may not feel like a hack at all to a lot of people, especially older people out there, but I cannot encourage this one enough. Write down every good idea you have. Write them down. Don't count on your memory. Don't count on technology. Literally write it down on a piece of paper.
Yeah, start a notebook or one of those little journal books, and even just... I think the most fun about that would be later reflecting back.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like going back through, and not later in the day. I'm talking about later in years, you know, to go back and be like, oh, yeah, that, you know, and probably is a good... just a good memory exercise, too.
I don't have a journal or a diary or anything like that. I've never done that. But I do have multiple...
I'd love to read that.
Oh, God. Oh. Well, I have something even worse. I have notebooks of ideas and stories and things. And I still to this...
Those are probably good. I'd like to read the journal.
They're pretty much a journal, I guess, when you think about it. Yeah. This one's interesting. I've never heard of this one. Put a slice of bread in your mouth while you're cutting onions. The claim is it absorbs some of the compounds that make your eyes sting. Experts say it doesn't work, though. but there's a lot of people online claiming it does.
It's also said, and I've tried it, and you put a wooden pencil in your mouth, like the long way, and you just bite on it while you're cutting onions. Mm.
I don't know. I've cut a lot of onions in my life. It stung a little bit here and there when I was younger. I don't remember it really being a big deal, though. I don't know.
I think some are definitely stronger than others. Sure, you know, like sometimes you're getting to the end of it and it's like, dang, gotta get this onion in the frying pan, you know. But yeah, the pencil thing, I don't even know. I mean, I've heard that a long, long time ago. Seemingly works. Maybe it just puts your brain focusing on something else.
Stuff like this, or the stuff with the coffee, I think could just be fun to try, just even if they'd work or not.
I think I can buy into, I mean, I'm not saying I would do the, but what? Why put salt in your coffee?
I know. That's going to bug me.
I'm
going to
do
day.
It tomorrow.
All day. I'm going to try.
Or tonight.
It,
because I just am curious, but I just don't get the. I just don't get it.
Got two more for you. Microwave everything twice as long with half the heat. Like 2 minutes on, instead of five on full power. They say it'll cook everything more evenly.
I've heard that. Because you kind of get that flash heat. You know what I mean? Like, and then one part of your. I mean, I don't typically cook in the microwave. I use it for rewarming. Mm-hmm. I mean, some things, but just in general.
Yeah.
But you do notice, or I've noticed, like you get hot spots or something's more done in one. Mm-hmm. Or I guess the other alternative to this, right, is frequently every 30 seconds or so, stop it and stir.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'd be curious about that.
As a shock to nobody, I eat a lot of Hot Pockets, and I hate the middle being frozen still, so I'll do this again and again.
True confessions. Mm. I have never in my life had a Hot Pocket.
You're probably better off for it. Because you eat like an adult.
Even when I was a kid, like I have never had one of those.
I don't think you're not really missing that much. You're all right. If you've had pepperoni, well, I eat the pepperoni one, so that's like all I know about now. See, there you go. You're not missing anything. And our final one on here, a spoonful of sugar helps the hiccups go down.
Yes.
People claim a packet or two of sugar stops them immediately. Wow. I never heard that one.
I can remember my grandma doing that, but like on a teaspoon. You know, like you'd put sugar on there and then a little bit of water, you know, on there to fill up the teaspoon, and then you take it down. And again, is it just a distraction or does it actually, you know, whatever, chemical, like make your hiccups stop? I don't know. But another thing that I heard once works for hiccups, and it works for me. Okay, if you take a glass of water, just a little juice glass or whatever, and you like bend over and drink off of the opposite side, so you go like this.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes your hiccups go away. And 100% of the time it has worked for me.
Now that the real challenge is, will I remember these things the next time I get hiccups?
And will you not spill the water?
Oh, yeah, that I will do. I definitely will spill. It's no big deal. And this is one of those ones where I feel like everybody, you get to a certain age and everybody has their own life hack of how to get rid of hiccups. Maybe you do something similar to other people.
Like you hear people say, hold your breath or whatever.
That's what works for me.
See, and it doesn't work for me.
And I don't know anybody else it does work for. For some reason, it works for me. I
have a life hack around going back to the microwave thing. Cover your food before you put it in the microwave or you will be dead.
Yes. 100%.
Do not put anything in my microwave without covering it.
Jillian, my sister, who I love, but it drives me crazy with this growing up. Yeah.
And no, I don't have one of those little plastic covers because all it does is slap up the plastic cover.
Yeah.
Cover it with like saran wrap.
Takes 2 seconds. Maybe a second and a half. Do it.
This is a pet peeve.
Yes. I'm with you on this one. Yeah, 100%. We'll take a time out, but we love hearing these life hacks. If you've got some you want to share with us, feel free to email me, james.mailup@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, text us or call us through the Civic Media app. Love to hear from you, everybody. We'll come back and wrap up the show for the week, the morning show at WFHR.
Is your water heater making that noise again? You know, the way it groans and creaks when it warms up. If your water heater is older than Stonehenge, you're in luck. You can enter Tri-City Service's oldest water heater contest for a chance to win a new water heater. It's easy to enter. Just go to calltricity.com. That's calltricity.com and fill out the form. The oldest one in the area wins. Anyone who enters will get $280 off a new water heater. You heard that right. That's $280 off a new water heater. Hurry. Contest ends March 31st, 2025. Again, to enter, go to calltricity.com and fill out the form. Update that prehistoric water heater for a new water heater with Tri-City Services. They're not comfortable until you are.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit very various schools and nursing homes. And we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about. And truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
The gold ball is back home. Congratulations to our Assumption Lady Royals winning the Division 5 State Basketball Championship. A thank you to all the parents, administrators, fans, to the coaches, players, our board ops, announcers, and our amazing sponsors. Congratulations to the Assumption Lady Royals.
Mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, clear, low in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, mid to upper 30s for a high with some rain and eventually a little snow possible late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Won't you dare look back? Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said,
welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James wrapping up the show. Something nostalgic about this song now for me.
Yeah, just play it out, man.
Yeah, we appreciate you joining us, best listeners of radio. Want to thank all of our guests throughout the week, our guests, not only co-hosts, but guests, and all of you listeners for jumping in. We appreciate all of it so much from every one of you. In fact, let's take a call right here real quick. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, this is Linda. How you doing?
Okay, how you doing, Linda?
Yeah, so you're talking about hiccups?
Mm-hmm.
So anything that stimulates the vagus nerve, what's irritating the back of the throat will do, will cure your hiccups. So sugar, sucking on candy,
good
cold
notes.
Water.
Good.
Holding your breath.
Yeah.
All that does that.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it.
So,
you have a great morning.
That's the scientific approach to curing hiccups.
Right on. Thank
Perfect.
You for that, Linda.
Thank you.
Have a great morning.
You're welcome. Bye.
Oh, best listeners of radio, and just gave us a great example of it. Thank you, Linda. Just like we timed it. That was great. That was awesome. I appreciate you all. And I appreciate our United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties doing such great work in our community. Terry and I were starting off the show talking about My Free Taxes and some of the other great things you guys got going on around there. And Terry, we had Ben in earlier this week, and I tried to talk to Ben about this on air, off air. I want to make sure that you guys are sure about this. So this calendar raffle you do, you're going to put the name back in there, even if they win.
It goes back in.
You're sure about that?
It's the deal.
It's pretty cool.
It is the deal. Cool. So if you want in on our calendar raffle, we have a prize every weekday of the month of April. And so drawings will start next, in a week, Tuesday, right? Like, so we have one more week to sell, yeah. And then the following Tuesday. So if you want in, tickets are $10 for one or three for 20. And you have a chance to win some big prizes. I think our minimum daily prize is $75 and goes all the way up, into the couple hundred. So great opportunity. And yes, if the ticket is pulled and you win, that ticket goes back in and potentially could be a winner again. So we do have some tickets available at the United Way at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids, or you certainly could give us a call and we could figure out a time or way to connect with you. Our office hours are 8:30 till 4 Monday through Friday, and we would welcome anybody who wants to jump in at a chance to win.
We also one of the things Ben and I were talking about was telling people about we're collecting books. We're beginning to collect books, well-used books and everything for the great book giveaway that is right around the corner. We're going to be looking forward to that, too. Yeah. Just wanted to throw that seed out there to everybody.
So month of April, we are collecting. This is just children's books. We're not looking for novels and that kind of thing.
War and Peace needed,
so, I mean, if we get it, we might use it as a step for something. Yes. But anyway, this is children's books. So we do the week after school lets out, great book giveaway. It's a series series of Reading in the Park events, and this is where we get the books from. So the idea is that you have books sitting around, nobody's reading anymore. It's a great way to get them in the hands of other families and children who need them. We take new and gently used, and of course, we have some, you know, kind of most needed, and that is baby board books and easy readers, because those seem to be the ones that we go through the fastest at these events. And so we will accept those for the month of April.
And remind everybody that you can find out about this and more great things going on with your United Way. Keep up to date with your United Way of Southwood and the Adams Counties by signing up for their newsletter. Their e-newsletter will come right to your email box. Very similar to what I was saying about the WFHR newsletter. It's a great way to keep up to date in all the cool things that the United Way is up to, ways that you can impact your community and invest in your community through the United Way. Encourage you to find out about that and much more. Sign up for the newsletter at uswswac.org. And be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date with things that they're doing, but also share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise.
Yeah, and we welcome the additional engagement, right? Like getting more people seeing our stuff. So we appreciate any way that you can help us do that.
We want to remind everybody about our schedule coming up for today and this weekend. Great stuff going on for you all weekend long, and it kicks off today. We will have a wonderful way to wrap up Midday Magazine for the week. At 4 o'clock, State Senator Patrick Teston will be joining us. Got plenty to talk about with Patrick. Looking forward to that. And in part two, we wrap up the week talking with Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Superintendent Ron Rasmussen. He's bringing in Steve and Mel. We're going to talk about Howe School and their Howe Aviation Club and some other fun things going on over there. Looking forward to that. We got Playmakers lined up for you tonight. Be sure to join us from 5 to 6. Big thank you to Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing sponsoring that hour. We'll be talking brackets. How many of you are screaming at your brackets? How many of you are excited?
Couple of big upsets already.
Yeah, I had the Creighton and Drake upsets. I had those, so I was feeling good about that. Also, I had Clemson going on, and they lost. So, I, you know, from every positive and negative. And I want to get into the Civic Media is doing a fun challenge here with our here at Civic Media Company, where we're all putting out brackets and find out where I'm ranking in that bracket tonight on Playmakers, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll also be talking about plenty of other sports and looking forward to it. We've got some baseball to talk to, as opening day is right around the corner for the Brewers. Also, wanted to get into some other fun stuff this weekend, like Wisconsin Badger basketball. As they continue on through this tournament, we will have that game for you. Right now, it looks like Wisconsin is lined up to take on BYU. That game is scheduled for 6:45, so we will, of course, be having that for you. I would
tomorrow, say, right?
Yes, yeah. Tomorrow. Now, we will have it for you on radio here. Digital-wise, though, as far as on our app, we will not have it there because CBS and March Madness, the NCAA, have, you know, rules about that and everything. So you got to go old school, which is, I think, all right.
That's
with
all right.
Our audience. Yeah. You can catch it here at 97.5 FM and 1320 AM. You can catch your Badgers as you can all season long. Right here, we cover everything Badgers related. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to Wisconsin. On Wisconsin. Continuing on. Our Winter's Farmers Market is going on tomorrow from 9 to 1 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. It is going on for a little bit longer, as we got a little bit longer for Winter's Farmers Market. Encourage everybody to check this out. It is a great way to buy local, support local, and support some of our local vendors. You can find out the vendor list by going to the Moravian Church's Facebook page. Head on over there to see who is going to meet you there at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church for the Winter's Farmer Market going on tomorrow from 9 to 1 over at 310 First Avenue South. Want people to make plans for this amazing concert coming up on March 25th, 7:30 over at the Performing Arts Center. This is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. The United States Army Field Band and Soldiers Choir are going to be coming to town.
Awesome.
That is so amazing. I got goosebumps thinking about that. And as great as that is, what makes it even better? It's free. This is a free concert. Seating is reserved. Patrons are limited to 4 tickets. You can order online 24/7 at savorthearts.com. Savorthearts.com. Go ahead and go there right now. Buy local, support local also includes supporting the arts and certainly supporting our soldiers and the people and the individuals that are a part of this.
Yeah, and that's next Tuesday. So get your tickets now. Don't wait.
Don't mess around.
I'm guessing these will sell out.
Yes, yeah. I mean, just to be able to go to this show is going to be entertaining, yes, but everything I say when I talk, I encourage people to check out kids' events, you know, whether they're sporting events or plays or concerts or something. It's the same thing for our soldiers. No, seeing you out there, no, they don't have to know your name. They don't have to know your background. Just seeing you out there shows so much appreciation, and thank you.
When you think of the high level of talent and discipline, well, I mean, that's going to be a great show.
This. They are incredible great at this. Show. They are very good at this, by the way, everybody. You're going up there, and you're going to be hearing some really good. It's not like me on the recorder. You're going up there, and you hear some of the best at it and everything.
I blocked out the recorder. So, that's horrifying.
I don't blame you. Some other big world good stories I wanted to touch on that I thought were kind of cool. Is this beginner's luck? A guy in North Carolina just played the lottery for the first time and won $150,000. Like, that ain't right, man. I'm happy for him and his family and everything, but that,
luck of the draw.
Apparently. BuzzFeed posted a big list of wholesome, uplifting things people have posted online over the year. Basically, 32 examples of things that make that made someone's day. And it's a fun list. There's a lot of great things on there. I encourage people to check that out. And be that good story and share those good stories of the day. And please share them with us. We'd love to be able to cover them and share them with our audience. It's been a fun week. We got a really fun week lined up for you next week, everybody. We're looking forward to diving into. We'll have a spring into tech. Text to Win contest we'll have going on.
And very excited about this.
I'm so excited I can't even say it. All that coming up for you right here at the morning show. Have a good weekend, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Heathrow Airport in London is still shut down after a fire knocked out the power. CBS News Chicago reporter Marissa Perlman tells us it's impacting travelers at O'Hare.
We know of at least two Heathrow-bound flights that are impacted. An American Airlines flight returned to O'Hare after about 90 minutes in the air, and then a British Airways flight that left O'Hare was diverted to Montreal late last night.
The names of the Venezuelan men deported to El Salvador have been released. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez reports.
We know that some of them, in fact, did take advantage of those Biden administration programs that allowed migrants to enter the country lawfully with the government's permission, but they still lacked U.S. citizenship.
The Trump administration alleges they were all part of a terrorist gang. A top Israeli security official has been fired by the prime minister. Here's CBS's Rami Innocencio, who tells us.
Netanyahu said.